The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 12 noon our time here on this Monday. We're back in the saddle after a very busy weekend. I hope yours was too. I hope you got a lot done. Moving on to the economy and business, and there's a few stories there. The U.S. Secret Service was investigating card skimming fraud down in Florida. And let's see, they put together a task force with multiple state and local law enforcement partners, visited more than 472 businesses to inspect for and remove skimming devices from ATMs, gas pumps, and point-of-sale terminals. After all that, 13 skimming devices were recovered, preventing an estimated potential loss of $1.3 million, according to the Secret Service. A potential loss of $1.3 million. They spent all this money and all this time looking for skimmers and found 13. Out of 472 businesses. Wow. Don't you love the way they spend their tax dollars? IRS is going to reject billions of dollars of pandemic-era tax credit claims. Isn't that nice? Yeah, they're going to deny billions of dollars worth of improper claims for COVID-19 pandemic-era tax credits. What they said, that Danny Werfel boy, that little rascal at the IRS, man. During the review process, man, they're looking into widespread concerns about a large number of improper claims out there, providing new insight of what it defined as risky ERC activity. That's employee retention credit activity. They analyzed more than a million employee retention credit claims representing more than $86 billion. The program is available only to employers, not individual taxpayers, so don't even think you're going to get anywhere with that. 567,000 portable chargers sold at Costco have been recalled after reports of fires. 567,000 portable chargers can overheat while charging, posing fire risks, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The Michigan-based MyCharge recalled its hub all-in-one portable chargers. And we got some model numbers for those of you out there. Look, if you have the MyCharge and you bought it at Costco, it was made in China. What did you expect? You paid about $40 for it if you bought it between January 22 and November 23. Costco was selling it nationwide online and in the stores. The portable chargers are black. They got two attached cables for charging portable electronic devices and retractable wall prongs to recharge the power bank. There's been 120 reports involving the portable chargers overheating, five instances, two of which were residential fires, caused $165,000 in property damage. Costco received 115 returns of the portable chargers mentioning melting, expanding, smoking, fire, burning, exploding, or sparking. Everything but having sex with your loved one. Yeah, they're made in China. You should have known better.
Oh, but I got it at Costco and I got a discount.
Okay, whatever. Just wonder about these discount houses, man. Look at the label. If it says made in China, walk away. We have partners out there. Lion Energy. You can shop there if you're really that serious about, you know, getting a deal. And you can help keep us on the air, too. All right. Moving into the health category, because I don't want to spend all day on this, the FDA has approved the first non-tobacco flavored e-cigarette from Enjoy. Enjoy. Gee, that sounds like something sexual. They have given permission for Enjoy LLC to bring its four menthol-flavored e-cigarette products to market in the U.S., and who do you think is going to smoke those? Yeah. You already know. I already see the wheels turning out there. Enjoy is an e-cigarette company based out of Scottsdale, Arizona, and one of the first companies to sell e-cigarettes in the U.S. Gee, I wonder who knew about that. Who made money off it? Who knew? Yeah. Who knew? Yeah, that's it. Insider trading, right? Now, we have the dangers of DEET. You know DEET, D-E-E-T, and chemical insect repellents? Because, you know, this is summertime.
Summertime.
Yep. And that's mosquitoes, too. Not only are they unbearable, but God only knows what they've done to them now. Nothing puts a damper in summer like malaria and dengue fever. So, you know, maybe they've done something to these mosquitoes, so they're killing other mosquitoes or whatever. mRNA mosquitoes, we don't know what they've done. These scientists, man, they got nothing better to do than to find ways to kill people. But now they got this other toxic chemical called DEET, which is so poisonous, even the EPA said you should wash it off your skin when you return indoors and don't breathe it in and spray it directly on your face. But what do people do? They get all these little mosquito repellents and they spray them all over themselves. Yeah, permethrin. That's another one. Extremely toxic to bees, cats, and all aquatic life. It's hurting the body, damaging the environment. It's a chemical neurotoxin. It can kill brain cells. I just keep spraying it. Here, have a Tide Pod. It can melt plastic or fishing line. That's how powerful this stuff is. It can impair cell function in parts of your brain. You know, we have a safe chemical-free alternative. It's called Bug X Peppermint in the 4 fluid ounce size at the Power Mall. See how easy that is? Always a solution. Kevin in Ohio, good afternoon, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hi there, Dave. Another week.
It is.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this debate. I really am. I want to see what happens. I don't care if they lay down, sit down, whatever they do. It doesn't matter what positions they're in, things like that. I want to see it.
You know, and, I'm wondering whether or not Biden's going to have a heart attack on stage because of something that one of the CNN, you know that CNN is going to give him all the easy questions that he can answer without screaming. But see, when Trump starts talking with his mic turned off and you can hear Trump on Biden's mic and Biden turns to Trump and starts calling him a clown and telling him to shut up, you'll get your turn and all this other stuff. And Trump keeps getting him mad. Biden might just have a heart attack on camera. We can only hope.
Yeah. You and I both experienced parents with dementia.
Oh, and yes.
That was a big sign with my mother. She wasn't real bad, but talking loud. You know?
Yep.
It like overcomes their fear that something, you know, they can get something out at all. Something to that effect.
Did she remember you though before she passed?
Oh yeah. Oh, she was so sweet up to the moment she died. I mean, she was just wonderfully sweet. But I could take her down the road in a car to a doctor appointment. Every 2 minutes, she wanted to know where she was going, right?
Oh, wow. You
know, it was really several years of really crazy thing, pain. I volunteered for the Army when I was 17. And when I was 18, I 1049'd to Nam. And I got my wish. But
wow. And you lived to tell about
year,
it.
Yeah, I was an infantry medic, too.
Oh, my.
In I Corps.
Yeah.
And I think really ever since that time, or pretty close to it, I've always wanted females drafted. I do. I want, because you can shut down a war if you start drafting females. I mean, somebody's really going to start having to answer questions, I believe. I think it would really put a big change in things. And then, hey, Mr. DJ, back in 1969, a singer did a song. His name was Edwin Starr. Can you remember?
Oh, yeah.
His name?
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good God, you all. Right?
Yeah. Edwin Starr. Yep. Good God. Yep. I remember.
Yeah. I think that's the theme song for 2024.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it played. I really do. I looked up the video on it, and he's really a good guy. He really was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What a good performer. And great,
you know, I tell you what I was listening to the other day that brought back memories was that song by the Chambers Brothers, "Time Has Come Today." Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you talk about bringing back memories. When I first started in radio, I was playing that song.
Oh, you know what? In 69, when I was down there at Fort Hood, we go into the little snack bar and the jukebox. We'd play that. That thing would just, you know, play louder and get out that Chambers and War. You know, I just, wow. Good memories, Dave.
Yeah, it sure was. Oh, my. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. Yeah, back in 68 when all that came down, I was playing Freddie and the Dreamers, I'm telling you now. Oh, my. All that stuff. Man, I'm telling you, I miss that. See, here's the thing about today's garbage, and I'm including Taylor Swift and everybody else in the mainstream on this. The stuff they played back in the early 60s and the mid-60s was what I called happy music. Now, you can agree to disagree. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. You wait for the prompts, and you press 1, and then you get to talk, if you dare. Moving on to science and technology category here at 11 after the hour, a cyber attack against software provider CDK Global, may have told you about that. It has knocked out about 15,000 car dealerships that all depend on it. Car sales have been disrupted. The software is used by companies to manage sales, customer support, inventory, and other parts of operations, but it's been hacked. New details about the hack have surfaced. The hacking group is in Eastern Europe. They're likely responsible. They want tens of millions of dollars in ransom as the hack has paralyzed thousands of auto dealerships across the U.S. CDK is going to make the payment. I wonder if it's an insurance company that's actually going to do that, or all the dealers are going to have to cough up money. God, who knows? For those of you who want to see a once-in-a-lifetime thermonuclear event, no, it's not Russia setting a nuke off in D.C. Darn! T. Coronae Borealis, otherwise known as Blaze Star or TCRB, is a binary system situated in the Northern Crown some 3,000 light-years from Earth. The system is comprised of a red giant and a white dwarf, a dead star about the size of Earth. The first recorded sighting of TCRB Nova was in 1217. Wow. Through relentless gravitational pull, the white dwarf strips hydrogen from the ancient red giant, which causes a buildup of pressure and heat. Once there's a critical level of pressure on the white dwarf, it triggers a massive thermonuclear explosion 3,000 light years away. It occurs approximately every 80 years. The last such explosion happened in 1946, and based on what astronomers are telling us, it's going to remain intact after the explosion, and they're talking about between now and September of this year. Believe it or not, they look up in the sky and see it. Now, speaking of science and technology, we're talking about these battery plants out there that burn, and they tell you not to park these electric vehicles in your garage for fear your whole place is going to get caught fire. Well, Tesla made the news again. Yep, somebody operating in the self-drive mode wasn't paying attention. Fullerton, California, officer out there investigating a fatal accident. Got his police car parked right in the lane to stop traffic. And what happens with the self-driving vehicle? Plows right into him, right into the police car at the scene of this fatal accident, narrowly missing, hitting the officer. The vehicle had emergency lights and flares on the road to alert drivers, but the blue Tesla failed to avoid the collision because the guy that was driving it probably decided he was going to take a nap. He put it on self-drive mode while simultaneously using his cell phone, a clear violation of California law. Oh, yeah, he's on the phone talking. See, he wasn't sleeping. I had you going there, though, didn't I? Nah, he's on the phone, let the car do the work, and the car plows right into a cop car. Oh, buddy, you'll be lucky if you don't lose your license, let alone your car. Oh, I would like to see what the insurance company does. Wouldn't that be interesting if the insurance company said, well, we're not going to insure you because you broke the law. Oh, but it was a car. The car didn't stop. Really? Who set it on auto drive? You did, sir. We're not going to cover this. You're on your own. Wow. See, the insurance company could do that. And then not only that, you got to pay for the cop car you hit. Wow. You're going to be stuck. Yeah, see why it doesn't pay to have one of these cars? Yet everybody had fallen in love. We got to have electric. All the woke go out and buy themselves an electric vehicle. And this is what happens. A boy with severe epilepsy has become the first patient in the world to try a new device fitted in their skull, in the UK, by the way, to control seizures. This is a neurostimulator, which sends electrical signals deep into his brain. It's reduced Oren Nolson's daytime seizures by 80%. His mother, Justine, told the BBC he was happier, had a much better quality of life. Surgery was carried out last October and a part of a trial at Great Ormond Street Hospital in London when Oren, who is now 13, was 12. Yep. He suffered Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, a treatment-resistant form of epilepsy, which he got at age 3. Makes you wonder whether or not it was because of a vaccine he took. And now they have to make up for it by putting some stimulator in his brain? Wonder what happens if something goes wrong with that stimulator and all of a sudden he gets overstimulated. What do you think is going to happen then? Science, man, I'm telling you. We earlier talked about the damage to the food supply and what the UN chief has said about the poorest areas having zero harvest left, all from the BBC. Of course, BBC. Geoengineering Watch's Dane Wigington has another warning out there about the U.S. food supply and what's going on. It's called reality aversion syndrome. The vast majority that have so far refused to take notice of what's occurring in our skies, and they're not going to be able to ignore the coming empty food shelves. Why are we talking about this? I told you we were going to be spending some time on the show today talking about things that have to do with food prepping, gardening, farming, and homesteading. I'm going to spend some time on that in the show today in this hour, all right? Reality aversion syndrome has limits because starvation is among them. You saw what happened in Ukraine way back in the 30s. The Earth's ozone layer is dangerously damaged. Some media sources are pointing the finger at Elon Musk and his endless parade of rocket launches. What exponentially larger factor in the ozone destruction equation is not being disclosed. Then there's the looming threat of nuclear cataclysm, power plant meltdown, and war. Extremely near-term existential threats are closing in from every direction. How long do we have if we remain on the current course? So in other words, if Trump doesn't get elected, are we going to be involved in nuclear cataclysm? Are we going to have EMP attacks where our power plants melt down, go off, and we have a, you know, several dozen Chernobyls across the United States? How's that going to grab you? And our government's going to go, oops, we're hiding in our bunker. Ha ha! Yeah, because, see, our government takes all our tax dollars and builds themselves bunkers where they all can run off and hide in, waiting for the apocalypse to happen so they can come out and go, ha ha, look at that, now we control everything. And how much of these nukes have half-lives? They're going to have to stay in those bunkers for 60 years they'll all be dead by the time that happens. These people are dreaming. This bunch of great resetters have whacked out minds. If anybody needs a neurostimulator put in their brain and put it on overdrive, it's these jokers. So now I want to get into solution-based conversation here at 20 minutes after the hour. And I know we're going to go to break at 28, so if you have a phone call, you want to get it in before then. Food prepping. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, and this isn't just food prepping, gardening, farming, it's homesteading too. Hundreds of thousands of Americans are going off-grid in anticipation of what is coming. See, these people already have had a reality check. They don't suffer from reality aversion syndrome. They don't have to wait for the end of the world to figure out what's going on. They already know what's going on. They see what's going on. And what they're doing is they're cashing in on their investments, some of which are costing them more money than they're worth having. They're cashing in their houses and saying, look, do we really need a McMansion? And they're minimalizing. What do we need? What do we don't need? What do we need? What don't we need? They're having garage sales. They're having estate sales. They're getting rid of all that useless junk they don't need anymore. And they're taking that money and they're walking away. They're walking away from mainstream society and the madness. Even Tucker Carlson had something out over the weekend. How long is it going to be before you want to move to another country? Now, there's some people out there that love America and they're going to stay with it no matter what. But some people have set themselves up in an alternative lifestyle off-grid, which gives them the best opportunity to insulate themselves as much as possible. You see, there are books out there. Let me turn around here and reach down in my catalog of stuff. You got to love this. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff in here. I have books and books and books. Here's one right here by John Wiseman, The Urban Survival Handbook. How do you like that? Got to love it. And then, of course, my old favorite, I'm holding up to the camera right here, by Joel Skousen. Yep. Strategic Relocation Guide. I know, you know, I hate to say this, but there's a lot of people out there that are going online. They're looking at Lori Toy and Gordon Michael Scallion and Edgar Cayce, and they're looking for all of these different I Am America maps. Have you done that? And they want to see where the New Madrid Fault's going to collapse and all half of Missouri and Ohio and Illinois and all these other places are going to go in the ocean. Or they'll end up back in the Mississippi River, actually, which would be widened all the way, and all the Balcones fault along I-35 in Texas and I-30 up in Arkansas all the way into New Madrid fault land and I-55 down into Mississippi, all going to be converted. It's all going to be in water. And then we got the pole ship. That's the other thing. Somebody got a pole up somewhere. And, of course, you know, when you're talking to different people, depending on who you talk to, whatever podcasters out there, wanting to sell you stuff to go prepping with. You need to be able to heat your food. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. And then a lot of people are stocking up. More important, you know, when you're doing the prepping to go off grid, more than 250,000 people in the U.S. have chosen to adopt such a lifestyle. And why is that? Well, because energy costs and home prices continue to go up. So what are people doing? Developing an off-grid lifestyle. They're getting acreage where they can survive. They're buying land and putting tiny homes or minimalist homes that they can live in without spending gobs of money, putting up solar panels, hydroelectric. They find land with a stream on it. They put a little hydroelectric thing in there, make themselves a dam, a water wheel, whatever the case may be. They're adopting very attractive technology and interest in tiny homes, shipping container homes, other energy efficient housing alternatives other than the garbage that these stick and brick builders are putting up now. So if you are thinking of making a similar move, we have several links on our email blast that you need to check out, because making a switch to this kind of off-grid lifestyle is quite challenging. Brady, do you have info on storing water?
Yeah, I was just seeing out here today, it's going to be 110 again in the desert. And one thing, I've been living pretty much off-grid now for about 5 years. And the thing is, most people, like, in the city, you know, coming from Vegas and stuff, you don't see, in case the power goes down, how are you going to get that water, even if it's city water, into your tap? So what I'm saying, at least have 5 gallons of individual gallons on hand, or a 1 5-gallon, you know, the blue halt water totes that they sell that you flip over onto your refrigeration unit. They need to have that in stock immediately because, again, if this grid goes down, how are you going to draw your water out of the ground into your faucet? You're going to be stuck. And everybody's going to try to run to the supermarket. You're going to have people running to the supermarket, and all of a sudden, it's 110 degrees out, and there's no water. You got a huge drought situation. You got 2 million people under drought situation with probably tainted water by then.
You never know. I appreciate that, Brady. The water bricks, I know Heaven's Harvest has them. Here's another thing. If you would look up strategic relocation, at least this is one of the books that I like to look at. It's fun because this is the third edition. He has a fourth edition out. And you look at the retreat areas that Joel Skousen has put in the book. Now, some of the fourth edition is different from the third, but I'll tell you. The U.S. Geological Survey has done so much to outline where the safest places are in the United States. And a lot of people are moving to Northwest Arkansas and Southwest Missouri. But understand, the New Madrid Fault is going to shake the ground when it goes all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and beyond. And if you are not set up in a situation with an earthquake-resistant home, you are going to feel it the closer you are to the boot heel of Missouri. That's where Sheryl Crow's from, by the way. So understand that a lot of people are, you know, waiting for the big one. And so you got to be careful. And see, there is a company. We are talking to them. They make hand pumps where you can pump water out of the ground. But you got to be in an area where water is plentiful. So if you're thinking of moving out into the desert, might not be such a good thing. Because you may be drilling for thousands of feet before you hit water. You just never know. Or you're going to have to look at rainwater harvesting. That's another thing you could do. But then you got to have rain. And if you're living in the desert and you don't get much rain, then that kind of defeats the situation. So if you're going to live an off-grid lifestyle, you should probably figure out where would be the best place to do that. We'll be back with more news and more discussion on this and your phone calls after these important messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, where we are shifting up north here to the Show Me State. Eric, you're still holding. Thanks for staying on the line. Let's see.
I heard you say about the pole shifts. Is that a scientific proven thing? Because I remember in some geology classes I had, they talked about it. So is there going to be a south pole if it switches, and that's where magnetic south would be?
Well, they're saying that magnetic north has moved 25 miles so far and that it keeps shifting. And over time, we have a group of scientists out there that actually are studying this. And apparently when that happens, there's supposed to be a 700-foot wall of water coming up out of the Gulf and the Atlantic Ocean, basically washing over all the low-lying areas of the United States of America. So whether or not you want to buy into that, you know, I mean, we all know
I thought
that
they were. I thought it was the opposite. It was going to be an opposite, like from the south would be the magnetic part. So you're just saying you just calibrate your compasses according to that variation then. Okay,
that doesn't sound
too drastic then.
Yeah, the thing is that you're going to believe what you want to believe, and I don't want to get into these things that are unproven because so far science has failed us. They've used science for devious methods and trying to depopulate the world, thinking they're going to have a better place to live. And here's the thing, climate change or no climate change, the world's going to do what the world's going to do. and there's nothing that we can do to stop it, no matter, you know, whether we get rid of tax cow farts or whatever the case may be. These people are idiots if they think that we're all just going to sit idly by and let them walk all over us, because I just don't see that happening.
Right. And with those hand pumps for wells, will they go down for a 180-foot well? That's what you, where you find water where I'm at.
Yep, 200 feet. They make pumps that go 200 feet down. Yep.
All right.
They sure do. You bet. I appreciate that, Eric. Thanks for your call. You see, there are hand pumps out there. They still make the old hand pumps. These are made out of stainless steel. They're still there. All right. And they make well drilling kits. We talked about on the show before. I mean, if you want water and you want access to water and you know you have a water table, the whole idea is within 72 hours, you're going to be dead. If you don't get water, your body's going to start falling apart. And people are going to try to find sources of water no matter what. So if you're going to put in a well and put in a hand pump, don't put it out in the middle of the front yard where everybody and their brother can see it. No, you want to see, I've known people that when they actually build their inside thing, they actually put the water well underneath where, yeah. They actually have a hole in the middle of their house and their floor, and they actually put it in the house where nobody can see it. Now, that's kind of, you know, getting a little crazy. Most people put it outside in the backyard, and they plant bushes around the yard and thorny bushes to keep, you know, individuals from climbing your fences. And, you know, they basically, the more you can seclude and make it look like nobody lives there, the better off you are. Now, if you put up what looks like, you know, a prison with fences and concertina wire that says keep out, well, everybody and their brother's going to want to come in and see you. Just the way it works. The whole idea is to make it look like nobody lives there, and so there's no purpose for going there. And then having all sorts of man traps out there to warn you when people are showing up. Now, I'm not talking about punji webs. I mean, everybody that's been to Vietnam knows what the VC did, you know, putting snakes and poisonous snakes down in these tunnels and whatnot that they got. I mean, we know about that. I'm not saying you have to have a, you know, the book of dirty tricks from you know where. You still need to find a way to exist. This is what we're talking about, is common sense. And this is the thing about these steel containers. I saw two of them over the weekend, and the newer one's fine, but what happens when they get old, and what happens when you put them underground? What happens when they leak? Yeah, this is not. See, the people are wondering, what happens when I'm taking a hot shower at the end of a January day and the water pump suddenly stops working, sending you into a frozen darkness with a wet head full of shampoo and some tools to address the problem? How's that going to work? See, now the ones that are seriously thinking about this, that understand that any number of things could happen. There are communities out there that we have listed in this article that we're putting up on the email blast that you can access. And the whole idea is, when you're putting all these survivalists in one area and something goes wrong and somebody's not prepped as much as the next guy, what do you think's going to happen? You're going to have a survival community imploding on itself. So there's this thing called Operation Self-Reliance, getting off the grid, solution to a crumbling culture, putting yourself in an area that it's highly unlikely that people are going to go. You have some acreage. I like the rough terrain acreage myself. I really do. You know, people are less inclined to go traversing all around these. I mean, there's some acres that actually have caves still in them. Not the smartest place to put a house. Living off grid, by the way, is much cheaper than a conventional lifestyle. And not only that, but the chance of shielding yourself from endless violence that we see coming, that's another thing. And what do you do when the power goes out? Think heat instead of cook. Canned beans easier to heat than dried beans, because dried beans require what? Soaking in water. Extended cooking time. Heat and eat. Best options in long-term food storage. Adding 4 cups of water. Heat. Eat, you're done. You got enough to feed the family. If you're on solar power and you have solar generators that can recharge themselves And I keep mine in an EMP bag so that if and when something like that were to happen, I can pull it out and I can power at least my refrigerator and a fan or two. And I put the four panels outside and continue to power it no matter what. Now, I'm thinking way past that point because there are systems out there that can run your entire house. But then ask yourself a question. If I'm living in a residential neighborhood and everybody's power goes out except for mine, where do you think people are going to go? Desperate people are going to get their gun and they're going to come pay you a visit at your front door. Is that the kind of smart you want? That's what I'm talking about. This is what this is all about, what we're talking about. Know how to cook. Know how to use emergency cooking options before it happens. Get yourself adjusted. Camp out once a month. Make sure you got all the tools, fuel, and other supplies you're going to need. Food prep gets easier the more you do it. Use the right... How many of you have a Dutch helmet out there? I know mine wore out. I got to get another one. Dutch ovens you can take, cast iron, and cook over an open fire. You can bake bread in them. See, when it comes to survival, you're going to have to figure this out, folks. And you can do this without spending gobs of money. Remember I told you to make yourself a list? Since why I'm putting Doom to Repeat is on my Substack page. I'm going to be launching another concept here shortly. And, you know, when you look at the preparedness list, and there's going to be, there's like 16 different appendices to this book that go into this thing that have checklists of stuff. And the more manual things you can get and learn how to use, the better you're going to be because they don't rely on juice. I know, I'm getting too old to run that hand crank. You know, they make stuff. They make can openers that actually mount on a stainless steel table that you can take and jab down in the can and then crank the crank and it opens the can for you. You don't have to sit there and screw with that little hand can. You know what I'm talking about, right? They have them in kitchens. You know, there's nothing stopping you. Do you know how many places there are around here that sell used kitchen gear like stainless steel tables that have all that kind of stuff? Because restaurants are going out of business. I mean, we told you what happened with Red Lobster, for crying out loud. More and more of them are closing up. What do you think they're going to do with all that stuff? Here's a way to cash in. Pay attention to your local auctions. Start acquiring stuff that doesn't require electricity to operate because we've become too accustomed to it. You know, when you have a fan or you have one of these coolers like what we sell on the Power Mall with one of our partners, you know, you're pretty much okay. You know, you want to be able to withstand 110 degree heat. Well, you got to make sure that your house, if you're going to live in an earthquake zone, you better make sure that your house is not on the kind of foundation that's going to collapse. You want it to act like a shock absorber. And see, now you have the U.S. government trying to tell you what you can and can't do. The U.S. Appeals Court, Louisiana-based U.S. Appeals Court for the 5th District, has affirmed a lower court's decision that dismissed the case filed by the Texas Attorney General to allow the approval of a state gun law that deregulates gun silencers in the state. In other words, gun silencers are going to remain regulated in Texas for the time being. See how they interfere with your right to own a firearm? Now they want you to pay $200 excise tax, get a permit, register it with the National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record so they know you got it. And then if you're going to make it homemade, mark it with a serial number. Good night. Folks, seriously, how long is the corporate America going to try to take us over before we say no more? They want us to cry uncle? I don't think so. The Texas Attorney General, by the way, Ken Paxton, has issued an advisory to Texas schools warning of potential legal action against any school district that adopts policies and procedures that align with the Federal Department of Education revised Title IX rules that include provisions of allowing female-identifying male students to access female-only spaces like lockers and bathrooms. You better not do it, or Ken Paxton and his bunch are coming down on you. All you got to do is make that phone call, folks. Mr. Paxton said these Title IX all these changes are radical and unlawful that give men who identify as women the right to use female restrooms and locker rooms and join female-only organizations like sports teams. You better watch it. WNBA is already getting a bad rap. You know, if you're black and lesbian, they want you. If you're white and you shoot like Caitlin Clark does, they don't want you. I mean, just watch. You know, they had to actually move the Atlanta Dream game from College Park to a major stadium because of the demand for tickets. And yesterday, the Indiana Fever, that is the team that Caitlin Clark was on, was playing the Chicago Sky in Chicago, and tickets were selling for $351. Wow. And they only want to let blacks and lesbians in. It's just like, okay, come on. Enough is enough, folks. The White House, by the way, because of the fact that they apparently are very insensitive about the killings of Rachel Morin and Jocelyn Nungare. Do you remember that? With the guy that murdered Jocelyn Nungare, $10 million bond. He's not going anywhere. Venezuelan nationals, 22-year-old Johan Jose Martinez Rangel and 26-year-old Franklin Pena were arrested and charged by Houston police with murdering Jocelyn Nungare on the early morning of June 17th. And the White House, of course, whatever. These are illegal aliens, folks. Rachel Morin, mother of five children in Maryland. Yep. And of course, the Republicans heavily criticizing statements the White House makes. And of course, they want to hold them accountable to the fullest extent of law, yet the blue state courts let them out. What is it going to take to stop this nonsense? For your kid, is that when you stand up and say no more? When your kid gets kidnapped from school and they find their dead body out in the wilderness somewhere? I mean, you know, you can react on social media all you want, but that's not going to stop these illegals, man. They're emboldened. They know they can get away with stuff. Amazing how that works, huh? Moving on to, this is another reason why people are going off grid and they're moving to the country, way out of the way of where these illegals are, and they make sure that they have a way to defend themselves against the illegal. I'm not talking about the 40 acres, the dozen hogs, and the chipper shredder. Illegal disposal unit. You know, who's going to miss them? I mean, I don't believe that our government knows where any of these people are. They get rid of their cell phone and get a burner, and they start to exist in the underground economy. Come on, what do you think these people are doing? Really? God, you believe that the government created a safe and effective vaccine? You're the ones who are going to believe the government's monitoring the whereabouts of all these illegal immigrants, and that's foolish. I'm sorry. The government is not going to tell you where these people are, and these people show up on your doorstep because they run out of money and their ATM card doesn't work or they've forgotten their PIN number. Now they're going to come pay you a visit. And if you have a young daughter that's of rapeable age, don't be surprised if they disappear off your doorstep. Sad warning, isn't it? God, what has this country come to? It's no wonder people are starting to think about this idea about moving way out in the middle of nowhere and living, you know, free. Until they're not, you don't know. See, if you make yourself stick out too much, like Randy Weaver, and you move into the wrong place, then you become a target. So you got to be careful when you do this. Flea and tick season is upon us. Toxic chemicals commonly found in flea and tick products. Ametraz. Yep. It's a formidine pesticide, acaricide, insecticide. Toxicity has been found mostly in cases in the country of Turkey, but the USA is starting to see it. Children are particularly susceptible to Ametraz poisoning, more so than adults. Now you want to put it on your pet? Zima has some products that contain this Ametraz. Not good. Pennyroyal is another one. Pyrethrins. This is a problem from mums. In one case, a woman saw her dog get sick within hours of topical exposure. Within 3 months, it was dead. This insect repellent, man, I'm telling you, this flea and tick garbage, you got to be careful. You can read, we have a link in the October 2009 issue of the Veterinary Journal. We have a safe, chemical-free alternative at the Power Mall. It's called Hootie's Herbal Flea and Tick Pet Spray. Peppermint, 4 fluid ounce. Peppermint's a good repellent. You know, they have the list. I mean, all these veterinarians, you go on the veterinarian websites. What do you think they're going to remember? They're going to, yeah, go get this product. It's Big Pharma for your pet. They really don't want these pets around. They really don't. They really want to get rid of as many pets as possible. It's all part of the big game plan, I believe. They want to kill your dog or your cat. Yeah, go ahead and buy that stuff. Give it to them. I quit giving it to mine. Just don't want to do that anymore. This canine Advantix on the back of their neck? No. Stuff poisons them. Whole idea is just take care of your animal. Give them regular brushing and spray them down with a pet spray. Got it? Mississippi fishermen, we have some good news today to report. They saved 38 dogs on the verge of drowning in Lake Grenada down in Mississippi. They were out there fishing. 61-year-old from Arkansas, his friend from Tennessee. They heard all these dogs barking. And, of course, the 61-year-old from Arkansas out there fishing said, we noticed some dogs on the horizon in the water. Their fishing guide noticed the dogs were in the water after chasing the deer into a lake. Come to find out, the dogs are part of an annual fox run that takes place in the area. And they went on fishing for about 10 or 15 more minutes. And, hey, the fishing guide said, we really need to go check on those dogs. And they found them all out there treading water for over an hour. So the fishermen loaded 27 dogs into the boat, took them to shore, then went back and rescued the other 11 for 38 dogs rescued. Don't know how many actually died, but they got just about all of them out of the water. And, of course, people wanted to pay them, and they said, no, we're not taking your money. We're just happy we were at the right place at the right time. You see, now there's somebody that does the right thing. Okay, in the in case you missed it category from over the weekend, not in my backyard. Nevada judge last Friday dismissed the alternate electors case against six Republicans who were alleged to have submitted fraudulent certificates to Congress in the aftermath of the 2020 election. Clark County Judge Mary Kay Holtis, so there's a name you know, issued a bench ruling during a hearing at Clark County District Court dismissing the case, said she was not convinced by state prosecutors' arguments that Clark County was the proper venue to hear the case, appearing to side with the defense that said the signing of the certificates occurred in Douglas County. You got the wrong jurisdiction. Case dismissed. Nobody wants to argue standing based on jurisdiction, huh? See, there's a legal argument for you. Remember that. Put that in the back of long-term storage. Jurisdiction and standing. Only from a CBS reporter, eh? You mean they're going to overload Biden with Adderall? Maybe. Yeah, Biden is at Camp David right now undergoing debate prepping. He'll spend most of the week at Camp David. Now, you sure you got a good enough depends on here in case you poop your pants? And what are you going to say when you're pooping your pants and they can hear you fired on microphone? What are you going to do then? Oh. They're going to be mapping out every single thing they want to get across as they face Donald Trump. That's what they're doing, according to CBS News senior correspondent. Why are they going to do that? I guarantee you that Biden will keep referring to him as a convicted felon the whole time they're there. You don't want to vote this convicted felon. You watch. And Trump's going to shake his head, and start trying to overtalk so it goes over the microphone. He's going to be yelling. Biden, of course, you know, he can't get by. If they pump him up on Adderall, he's going to be yelling. That's what people, like Kevin said, that's what people with dementia do. They start yelling. They talk loud. Watch Biden. It's going to happen. It may be fun to watch all this. Because, like I said, Trump's going to be debating the CNN reporters as well as Biden. Because they're going to be telling him to shut up, and he's going to be telling them, go F yourself. I would love it if they both get into a cussing match, and Biden would start cussing on camera and get CNN in trouble with the FCC. I would love it. I will laugh my butt off then, because CNN's going to pay some hefty fines for that. Because, trust me, the FCC will be watching that. See who cusses first. Houston, is it a problem? Guess what? Remember those Boeing Starliner astronauts that just went up there? Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, well, guess what? They're still stuck up on space. Yep, they're trying to figure out how to get them back down to Earth. They're going to, according to reports, now return home no sooner than June 26, according to NASA. The latest the pair can stay aboard of the ISS is July 21st. Wow, that's a long time. Oh, yes, I'll take famous foibles for 200. Alex, yep, for those Jeopardy fans out there, the U.S. Postal Service is going to have a new Alex Trebek stamp. Formatted like Jeopardy Clue Square. This naturalized U.S. citizen hosted the quiz show Jeopardy for 37 seasons. Written on it, the answer, who is Alex Trebek? Written upside down and underneath the prompt. Yep. Starting July 22nd, you'll be able to buy, in Pains of 20, the Alex Trebek stamp. And, of course, we all wish we could be this fit at her age. A 71-year-old beauty pageant contestant has made history as the oldest woman to participate in the Miss Texas USA competition. Marissa Tejo joined nearly 100 other ladies over the weekend to compete for the title of Miss Texas and go on to represent the state in the Miss August USA, Miss USA pageant. Wow. 70 and buff. And, of course, all the Facebook people could do is slam her, saying she's a walking ad for plastic surgery. Oh, well. Such is life. Hey, at least she's still out there doing it, right? All right, we're done for today. Time's up. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, do something good for yourself and others today. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.